12:35 today.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, for the syndicated transmission across the country and the world. It is the 29th day of March 2009. Economist, author, historian Webster Griffin Tarpley will be with us for an hour and 45 minutes today, and we come back in the next segment. Later in the next hour, I see the phone lines are already loaded. We will start going to your calls next hour. So for folks that are already holding, you can either hold or call back next hour. We have a host of important issues to talk about. Webster wrote a book 10 years ago detailing the derivatives bubble, the central bank setting up world government through controlled bankruptcy. We're going to be discussing that in detail on what the real Barack Obama agenda is. He's written two books on Barack Obama. He also wrote the unauthorized biography, groundbreaking research on George Herbert Walker Bush back in the early 1990s. So that is coming up in the next segment. Luke Radowski, who's 22 years old and founded We Are Change, an activist group that goes around at press conferences and other events confronting politicians about serious issues of government-sponsored terrorism, globalization, the New World Order. He also does freelance reporting for Infowars.com. He went to ask Mayor Bloomberg questions, as he's done many times, at an event at a major hotel in New York City. They grabbed him and didn't tell him to leave. They just grabbed him and charged him with trespassing with two other We Are Change members. We have a story on that up at Infowars.com. He's still in jail and is reportedly going to be arraigned tomorrow for trespassing. They also then told him he wasn't a member of the press, as if a blogger or anybody else, whether you work for the New York Times or the Associated Press or a blog, the First Amendment is your right to go to press conferences and ask questions. And it was advertised, you know, as an open hotel with restaurants and bars. And that's where he went to ask him the question. And he's been seized upon along with two other people. So the details of that are up on Infowars.com. I did a little emergency broadcast last night, internet only. We always have thousands of people, even when I'm not live, listening to the rebroadcast audio streams at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And I was at my studios in South Austin, our main TV studios, interviewing Webster Tarpley for a second Obama film that we're making. Got Jesse Ventura and Webster Tarpley and Gerald Celente and economist George Humphrey and KRS-One, rap icon, so many others in the Obama deception that's the mega viral film on the internet right now, sending shockwaves all over the place. So thanks to you out there spreading the word. And then we got the call, so I was able to go in and do about 15 minutes. I want to thank folks for calling. The 18th Precinct still has busy phones the last time I checked. As we called down there at about 9 when we learned of it and said, listen, you're saying you're in a lot of trouble, young man. You're not really press. Your press pass is fake. There's no such thing as Infowars.com. So I called up politely and said, no, that's a real reporter. You can't make up some charge about impersonating a reporter. And they were very rude and hung up on me. So we just gave their number out on air to let them know that we're fully aware of what they're doing there and tracking it. So I'll cover that more tomorrow once Luke is out of jail on the weekday show from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And while Webster is visiting us from Washington, D.C. and Maryland, where he's based, he's also going to be with me for the first hour on the show tomorrow, and then he's going to drive to the airport and leave back home, doing several other interviews in the next few weeks on the new Obama film I'm making, because the crimes of this administration are accelerating so fast. You know, we talk about forced compulsory national service in the film from his chief of staff's book he wrote, speeches Obama and Rahm Emanuel gave. Now they have introduced a host of bills. Up until Thursday, it still had the provisions in several of the bills, 1388 and others, for forced national compulsory quasi-domestic military service, senior corps, secure corps, military training, a Stalin-esque or Lenin-esque or Hitler-Jugend literal type move, and those got pulled out. But now a new bill, and it's up on Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo wrote a story about it, but it's also in the Associated Press. A new bill has been introduced to to do just that, and I'll also be telling you about that later in the radio show today. Now, there are hundreds of versions of the Obama deception that has been uploaded for free to the web. You know, we posted it first 2 weeks ago at prisonplanet.tv. Prisonplanet.tv, our members' website, where it's in near DVD quality. All of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, in an e-format, my weekly TV shows. We simulcast the weekday radio show on the Internet for folks visually with the radio show. It isn't just a video cam. We have video feeds, high-quality cameras. You know, it's a full news production. So that's there for PrisonPlanet.tv members as well. And now we're adding more shows to my studios in Austin. We have Jason Burmes there also doing a show and simulcasting with the Genesis Network 9 to midnight. So all of that's going on for Prison Planet. .TV members, but folks went and grabbed it as we asked them to do, and uploaded hundreds of copies to every file sharing network, YouTube, Google, Blip TV, Live Leak, all of them. But a lot of them, people were so hasty to upload them that it wasn't uploaded in the highest quality for free for everybody. But we found a great encode of the Obama deception for free on YouTube, and the guy has a director's channel, so it's not in 10-minute blocks. It's the full close to 2-hour film there, absolutely free for everybody. And so you just Google the Obama deception. You just Google the Obama deception, and it's the first, the second, the third link. It's always changing every day. It's the one that says Obama deception in high quality full film. And that one has over 800,000 views as of today. If you count up the hundreds of other versions that we've gone and looked at on the web, it's now over 15 million views in only 2 weeks for free. And so I want to thank all of you that are spreading the word about the Obama deception. If you want to support myself, the filmmaker, and these films that cost in excess of $100,000 a piece to make, please buy the high-quality DVD of The Obama Deception at Infowars.com. And, of course, it has the extras on it as well. Or watch it in super high quality. You can burn it to DivX, which plays on most DVD players just by pointing and clicking. And people are out there already spreading thousands of these out across the country. I know many people are made already with 500, 1,000 copies because you can burn the DivX version in high quality to a regular computer CD, and it plays in almost all the new DVD players. I think his mic's on. All of that is going on. And so, again, it's very, very exciting to have that happening. Use PrisonPlanet.tv. To go in there, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. You know, that just pays for our high-quality servers to put it out in super high quality. And then get regular CDs, pop them in, and then point and click, burning it to DivX onto the CD or DVD. And it is just ultra-massive what's happening. We're not just spreading this virally with over 14 to 15 million views on the web in 2 weeks, the number one viral video on the web, on its way to topping even Loose Change that I was involved in, executive producing The Final Cut. People are actually getting the physical copies and getting them out to everybody. But the way you really support us is with a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, or you can so we can make more films, or by buying the high-quality DVD at Infowars.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And you can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. But again, when we come back from this quick break, you're not going to hear a lot from me in the first 45 minutes or so, because I'm going to sit back and ask Webster Tarpley, a true expert. I mean, he, a year and a half ago, saw Obama coming. He said, this is the anointed one. He's going to expand the wars. He is going to hire nothing but lobbyists. He is going to bring nothing but Wall Street in to loot everybody. And he said, they're going to implode the economy. Watch this. And then sure enough, he was right about all of it. The youth brigades, the forced compulsory service, really a scholarly analysis of the entire Barack Obama phenomenon, who's there with left cover to neutralize the Democrats of the country. I saw a CNN poll Friday, 65% of Democrats think the war is going well and Obama's doing a good job. That goes from 80-plus percent of Democrats against the war under Bush to now 65% for it. That is a truly sickening example of mind control and of disgraceful psychological mindset of, because it's their guy who they feel like represents them and they feel like they won by getting him in the White House. They suddenly love secret arrest, renditions, no rights for detainees, warrantless NSA taps on people's phones, just absolute, you know, trillions to the banks, this AIG distraction of $165 million. Barack Obama, the worst president ever, dwarfing George Bush. Webster Tarpley, straight ahead.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
That's right, we are shouting right back at the international bankers. The devil is in the details. Thank you so much for joining us on this 29th day of March, 2009. And we have with us in studio historian, author, economist, Webster Griffin Tarpley, who wrote the unauthorized biography of George Herbert Walker Bush. He's written an unauthorized biography on Barack Obama and another book detailing Obama and the people that are really behind him, the thugs, the globalists, the international financiers imploding the world economy. And we've got the big G20 meeting coming up this week. If you watch the European Parliament, as I do, online, they're openly announcing a world government, a global Europe, a world currency, the end of national sovereignty, and these private banks ruling through NATO and the United States military force the planet. But you won't really hear that on U.S. news, though they're starting to admit global currency and the end of the dollar and all of this. So, Webster, out of the gates, let's get into who these people really are, what we're facing, and what's going to happen at this big G20 meeting that's coming up later this week.
Let me start, Alex, by congratulating you for the Obama deception. I think it's the best political documentary in many decades. It's a masterpiece in the genre, and I think it's destined to bring home some rewards from international film festivals that you and your fine team have put together. I recommend everybody get it because it's indispensable, and I hope it's going to contribute to turning the tide. In other words, going towards a situation where Obama is not going to be the messiah, but where he's going to essentially deal with the collapse of his poll numbers to basically checkmate him, right, to stop him from doing all these things that he wants to do.
Well, as you said, let's cover polls first then. He's dropped from 85% to 55% to 60% in a month and a half. Go ahead.
Right. Not only has he fallen in the polls, but the negatives have gone way up. And the negatives are always the key thing to watch, because once the negatives go up, it's very hard to get them down again. So once people have caught on to who Obama is, then it's difficult for him to continue to hoodwink them. And, of course, a lot of crazy propaganda that Obama is some kind of a friend of the masses or friend of the poor, that he's distributing wealth into the pockets of poor people or anything of the sort. That's all crazy. Obama has delivered $10 trillion, maybe more, maybe $11 trillion, maybe $12 trillion. Hard to say. Federal Reserve is very secret about what they do. But he's delivering upwards of $10 trillion to bankers. And if you look through all of his programs compared to that, the amount of spending that actually would help anybody in terms of food stamps, unemployment benefits, infrastructure building to create some jobs, it's maybe a third of a trillion. So it's about a 30-to-1 ratio. The bankers get 30 for every dollar that the rest of us get. So the bankers get the lion's share, the Wall Street characters, the derivatives merchants, and the crumbs is what falls on the floor.
And then we get the productive middle class, we get to pay for all of this, and then the bankers sit around with their neocon mouthpieces talking about how bad welfare is when it's $1 out of every 30. 30 goes in corporate banker welfare, $1 to the people. The middle class fits the bill, but the media has craftily maneuvered the middle class, some of them, to believe that they're actually with Obama against the lazy people that got bad mortgages. Right. When the Treasury Secretaries, Geithner and the last one, Paulson, admit it has nothing to do with that, and that's why they didn't use the TARP money on that.
Right. The idea, if you listen to Rush Limbaugh or these other essentially pro-Wall Street characters, is they'll tell you that Obama is helping the deadbeats and the losers and the welchers of society, and he's robbing the achievers. Well, the deadbeats turn out to be those derivatives bankers. Now, you ask, who are they? We had an extraordinary event on Friday afternoon, which maybe can be the starting point for our conversation today. At the White House, Obama had a special meeting with about 15 representatives of what's today called the banking industry. It's really not an industry. It's really banking. But they were there. And you got to think of this as Obama is the president of the United States, but he's meeting with the board of directors. The idea is that the United States is being made into a corporate state, in some ways similar to the Mussolini fascist corporate state of Italy in the 1920s, 1930s. And the board of directors comes to hear a report from the president, and they know they made him, they can unmake him. These are the people who put Obama into office. Goldman Sachs gave Obama more money than any other single source, Citibank and others not far behind.
In fact, total four times what McCain got.
Let me just go through this list, and you'll hear the people who made Obama great. And again, once they're fed up with him, they can also get rid of him. Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase. That is one of the biggest zombie banks. It's a derivatives monster with hundreds of billions and actually trillions of derivatives just by itself. So Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase. We've got Ken Lewis of Bank of America. Now, this guy is an aggressive spokesman. He says, yeah, we're the bankers, we get the bonuses, and you're going to sit there and like it. And by the way, I want another $500 billion or whatever it is. Vikram Pandit, known in Wall Street circles as Pandit the Bandit. This is Citigroup, and Pandit, he's basically driven the stock of that company down to about $1 a share. But they have been bailed out 3 times by the federal government to the tune of about $50 billion. We've got John Stumpf of Wells Fargo. Ken Chenault of American Express. Now, Ken Chenault can borrow money for zero interest and then lend it to you for 25% interest on your credit card. And every time you turn around, he's going to hit you with a new fine. John Koskinen of Freddie Mac. Now, that used to be a federal government agency. It was privatized, made into this tremendous cornucopia of corruption and money. Ronald Logue of State Street Bank. Robert Kelly of Bank of New York Mellon. Bank of New York Mellon is the back office of the TARP, of the original October bailout, the $700 billion that is still being distributed. Rick Waddell of Northern Trust. Northern Trust is a bank that gave Obama a sweetheart mortgage for his Resco lot there in Chicago. James Rohr of PNC Financial Services Group. Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs. Now, he deserves a special mention, of course, because Goldman Sachs is really one of the beneficiaries of this entire system. He was joined by John Mack of Morgan Stanley. If you put together Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, Blankfein and Mack, you remember last summer, a year ago now, a year and a half ago, when you were paying about $4.50 to $5 a gallon for gas, my basic rough calculation is that out of the price of gasoline, Blankfein and Mack were getting about a dollar. So each of them was getting 50 cents, maybe a little bit more for Goldman Sachs, but a total of a dollar out of the price of every gallon of gas sold in the United States.
Further speculation.
Was going, yeah, through to Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, because they were using derivatives on the London ICE exchange to get the price of gas.
And they call this scamming free market. They're the ones giving the free market a bad name.
Yeah, the free market has not been seen on land or sea for many a day, and it's not going to be seen. If you say the free market, you're talking about this group of people. In other words,
pirates just running giant
if
Ponzi
you deregulated
schemes,
everything.
You're talking about Madoff running scams.
Yeah, these are basically
it's all Madoff
bigger,
people.
Bigger versions
I mean, he ran
of
the NASDAQ,
Madoff.
Founded it, yeah.
Richard Davis of U.S. Bancorp, that's another one. Then a couple of sort of token people, Camden Fine of the Independent Community Bankers of America, that would be small regional banks. And they, of course, they're the lambs for the slaughter. The plan is that solvent local and regional banks are going to be fed into the voracious jaws of the sharks, J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America and Citibank. Ed Yingling of the American Bankers Association. So I call this Obama and the 13 Zombies. Because these are zombie bankers. Why are they zombie bankers? They don't do anything for society. They say, we're lending. Now, they haven't been lending for decades.
Stay there. We got a break. We're going to come back, this big meeting. And then, we haven't gotten to this. Before the big meeting, he's running off to meet with the Queen. Obama's got to kneel before her. First time a U.S. president's done that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
There's a lot of confusion. The American people are angry. They're saying $165 million to AIG when we gave them $200-something billion, one company alone of trillions and trillions. Imagine how mad they would be if they knew that that was all a diversion and a red herring and a distraction. So we're going to be talking about that as well, Webster Tarpley. Also, two bills last week had mandatory national service in them. That got stripped out. Another one's been introduced again. We're going to cover that later. Webster, you've gotten up to the 13 big zombie banks. That is right. The dead derivatives banks running global bubbles to buy up everything. They create fiat, junk paper, buy real assets while it still has worth. The Ponzi scheme's now popped. They're telling the American taxpayer, you're going to be free market. You're going to give trillions of dollars in tax money to us, and we've got the Army standing by for martial law if you don't like it. And that's their, quote, free market is basically robbing us at gunpoint. So continue. They marched down to the White House ahead of the G20 coming up later this week, the first time a sitting president will go for an audience with the Queen of England. Ahead of that, the day before, he goes to Europe for that meeting. We'll get to that next. Right now, continue.
Well, 13 zombie bankers meeting with Obama at the White House on Friday afternoon. And again, it's the board of directors receiving the report from the president, the guy they created. Again, Goldman Sachs with Blankfein, Mack of Morgan Stanley, Pandit of Citigroup, Lewis of Bank of America, and of course, the dean of the bankers, Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase. So this is a discussion with Obama, and it shows, I think, this momentum towards what you can only call a corporate state, or indeed a fascist corporate state. When you have the government merging with the bankers and big business, that's not socialism. That's called fascism. That's what Mussolini did in Italy, and that was imitated.
Right, before you go any further, get into the fact that, and I'm not even saying we need socialism, but if we're going to have it, might as well give it to the people if we're paying for it. Time Magazine, Newsweek, Newsweek with the headline, "We're all socialists now." This is the opposite of that, but that's their little left cover scam. Explain that.
Yeah, Obama can't survive without left cover. In other words, if Bush tried to do these things, or anybody else operating under this right-wing ideology, there would be essentially a social explosion. The reason that they think Obama can get away with it is, of course, he's the Messiah. He's got this utopian messianic overtone going. But, of course, he's a progressive. He's got left cover, right? He does this stuff for the people. He's helping out the average working stiff. And, of course, none of that, right? He's owned by these bankers. Socialism would be different. Socialism, rigorously defined, is the ownership of means of production by the government. Now, problem with that in the United States is there's almost nothing left in the way of means of production, right? The automobile industry is collapsing, infrastructure collapsing, highways, railroads, all collapsing. Hard to find anything much to own. The other thing is that under socialism, this is somehow supposed to be done in the interests of the working class. And you don't see anything of that with Obama. So this group of people gathers. Now, they're looking ahead to the group of 20, which meets in London on April 2nd, this coming week. But the other thing they're doing is they're looking back towards what Geithner proposed. Two big things from Geithner this week. The first from Geithner is the toxic assets and the bad bank or aggregator bank that he's talked about. Now, what are toxic assets, right? We're in a depression. What's the cause of the depression? Well, toxic assets. Does that mean that some penny ante, chicken feed, peanuts, subprime mortgages brought down the entire world banking system? The idea is crazy. This is a derivatives crisis. There's a 1.5 quadrillion derivatives bubble. 1.5 or 1,500 trillion dollars of derivatives out there in the world. And what they're trying to do, the whole U.S. government is now being run to prop up that bubble, to keep it inflated, right, to keep it going. Now, Geithner says that he is going to put up $6 of U.S. government money from the Treasury for every dollar from a hedge fund or a bank. So if I'm Goldman Sachs, and they're likely to be the first ones on this gravy train, I can come with $1 billion, and I'm Goldman Sachs. I can say, Geithner, here's my billion. Geithner is going to put down $6 billion, in other words, 6-to-1 leverage with the government, Treasury, you and me, providing the money, and then buy up some toxic derivatives and keep them. Now, suppose these things go to zero, because that's where they're likely to go, right? Derivatives, not only do they have no value, they have negative value. They're like the Rasputnik in the old Little Abner cartoon, right? It's a currency that has negative value. You got to bring the garbage men to take it away. So toxic assets are of that sort. So if it goes to zero, who loses money? Well, the taxpayer loses 6 times the amount that Goldman Sachs would lose. But if there's an upside, suppose these derivatives for some reason go up, who gets the upside? Goldman Sachs gets the upside. So this is basically putting the U.S. government into the hedge fund business with managers who are undoubtedly going to be Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Morgan Stanley.
The people that got us into this.
Yeah, the people who created the crisis. AIG, don't forget them. The AIG Financial Products Hedge Fund of London, England, created by itself, one hedge fund, $3 trillion of derivatives. Now, $3 trillion is a hefty sum. That's more than the gross national product of France. So they're up there with $3 trillion. That's where your money went, by the way. Everybody's screaming about the $165 million with an M, of bonuses for these hedge fund hyenas from AIG. And, of course, you deserve to be indignant about that. But you got to be more indignant about the fact that the U.S. government has given $165 billion to AIG to unwind those derivatives. Now, the really interesting thing is, who got the $165 billion, right? For quite a while, Bernanke was saying, I won't tell you. Bernanke's number two guy, this guy Cohn at the Federal Reserve, saying, I won't tell you.
Kashkari wouldn't say it.
Kashkari, my lips are sealed. So, and he's from Goldman Sachs, of course. So who got the money? Goldman Sachs. In other words, Kashkari basically put his hand into the taxpayer till and transferred about $12 billion to Goldman Sachs. And then foreign banks, Barclays Bank of Britain, Societe Generale of France, and Deutsche Bank of Germany. Now, if those banks were so important, why didn't Gordon Brown of England, Sarkozy of France, and Merkel of Germany, why didn't they bail out their own banks? Why does the U.S. taxpayer have to pay for that? But that's what you get with Obama. Now, that's one side of it. The other side with Obama is that Geithner at the Treasury says he wants to be able to seize any bank and indeed any company. Why does he want to do that? Let's look what they did. There's this bank called Washington Mutual, WAMU. It was the largest savings bank in the U.S., a very large deposit base. As far as I can see, it was, on the whole, solvent.
So they're gobbling up all the healthy regional banks and interest.
What they did with that was Sheila Bair, and Sheila Bair is a criminal. She's a Class A felon at the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. She said, I'm going to take Washington Mutual and basically seize it, and I'm going to feed that into the jaws of J.P. Morgan Chase to prop them up for another 3 months or 6 months with all that money from depositors. Now, they want to have a free hand to be able to do that with everything. So at the top, there would be basically J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and everything else, in theory, could be fed into that. And with the link between J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and Geithner and Obama, you would have a fully developed, full-blown fascist corporate state where the government and the banks would merge and become the same thing. And it's all done under left cover. Smoke and mirrors, but Obama has left cover. And that, I think, suggests the way to stop this stuff. If you want to stop Obama, strip away the left cover. It means, among other things, you got to attack him from the left. Don't say he's a socialist who's helping the poor. Say that he's a tool of Wall Street and the big banks, who is basically robbing the Treasury and mobilizing the Federal Reserve to give that 10 or 12 trillion or whatever it's going to be, 12, maybe 12 trillion and counting by now, to his friends in Wall Street, who are also his contributors from AIG to Goldman Sachs and so on.
Now, Webster, I want to move on to the G20 meeting because they're openly announcing a world government run by these private banks that's already issuing a secret global supercurrency of monetized pyramid debt that again, we as taxpayers have to pay for. So this is open world government, as Time Magazine has said, but they say it's the solution to the crisis they created, is giving them even more power to globally regulate, tax everybody at 85% through the OECD, through global regulation, through carbon taxes. They say in the first year there'll be $750 billion. That's the Times of London and Associated Press. So this is the entire world, the entire real economy, being fed into the piratical criminal banker's mouth.
Yeah, and of course, global warming, it's ironic, right? There's snow in the streets of Chicago, and it's the last weekend in March, but nevertheless, we're told that humanity has to be crucified in order to stop global warming. This is the biggest fraud to come down the pike since race science or Aryan blood back in the 1930s.
Stay there. We got a break. We're going to come back. What is the G20? Why are they saying this is the birth of world government, oven by the bankers? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
my pack light has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery.
The pack light comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a pack light. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. 4448.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Cliff, have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I know we have loaded phone lines. Your calls are coming up the next hour with Webster Tarpley. We are live 29th day of March 2009 on the Sunday edition. If you appreciate the information we put out here, don't forget we post it as a podcast over every show 6 days a week at InfoWars.com. Absolutely free there at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, Webster, quick answers because there's a lot to cover here. When they're announcing that they're going to have a new Bank of the World that we pay our carbon taxes to, and I have that again here today out of Reuters, and they say it's a climate deal for tax. I have another article that I gave you where they announce that it's going to cost trillions a year to, quote, reform the new green economy. They laugh. They know it's a huge scam to literally tax the entire carbon cycle. So tell us what's going on at the G20, and then why is Obama, for the first president ever, stopping first for an audience being summoned by the Queen?
Well, London is reasserting itself as the actual financial center of the world, right? New York is collapsing. London, they think, is going to hang on. They think the euro will go down, the U.S. will go down, and the British will come out on top. Therefore, Obama has to kowtow to the Queen of England. Now, you look at this group of 20. This is basically the old group of eight, right? It's Europe, Japan, the United States, Canada. But now we've got other big third world countries, China, India, Brazil, Indonesia, places like this. It represents about 90% of the world in terms of economic activity and a large part of the population. Now, the dominant personality is Gordon Brown of Great Britain, joined by Alistair Darling, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, and Mervyn King of the Bank of England. And the basic idea is to assert a world currency dictatorship, a world financial dictatorship, through the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and whatever new institutions they want to group around them. And the idea is they want, first of all, money, right? Because they want to bail out Ukraine, Poland, Romania, Iceland, places like this. But in the same time, the moment when you're bailed out as a country is when you go under IMF dictatorship, because your government becomes bankruptcy administrator.
Shock,
right?
Therapy. There are 120 things you've got to do, which means hand over your
Absolutely.
Infrastructure to them. Explain that.
Well, what they want you to do is privatize, deregulate, bust unions, lower the standard of living, destroy your labor legislation, destroy your child labor laws, all the rest of this stuff. It used to be called the Washington Consensus, but now it's got to be austerity, super austerity, and naturally they want to motivate this with the polar bears, right? Your kid is going to starve, no health care, but you can be comforted. It's all being done to stop global warming and help the polar bears. Now, the leading edge is Gordon Brown, when he came here to Washington, demanded $500 billion for the IMF. And out of that $500 billion, the U.S. was supposed to cough up $100 billion. Think of it. Food stamps, we got $20 billion more on food stamps in the stimulus. even though 1/10 of the U.S. population is on food stamps. 3 million people in Texas live on food stamps. 1 out of every 8 people in Michigan lives on food stamps. That we could manage $20 billion for that, but $100 billion from the U.S. For the International Monetary Fund. The other dimension that you talk about, this world currency, it is this paper derivative, because that's the only thing you can call it. Special drawing rights, SDRs. It started back in the 1970s. It's a basket of currencies, and they want to have more of these. Now, the idea then is that as we get these bailouts going, the multi-trillion dollar bailouts, very likely hyperinflation in all the national currencies. And then on top of that, pyramided inflation and hyperinflation with the printing press at the IMF turning out more and more trillion-dollar certificates of special drawing rights. So with that, they think that they can control the world, essentially buy up any assets they want, feed it into these zombie banks, keep the derivatives going, and so forth. Let me hasten to say, though, this is crazy. This won't work. They're headed for the biggest panic, the biggest disintegration. This is a bottomless depression. There is no recovery. There's nothing automatic that's going to cause a recovery. The recovery will come when these lunatic policies are reversed. Now, the other things they want to do, no protectionism. That means suppose we get a dollar panic and everybody wants to flee the dollar. We would then need something like exchange controls and capital controls to save the dollar. They'd say, no, you can't do that. How about a modest protective tariff to protect reindustrialization here in the U.S.? Because if we can't use the dollar to buy things automatically, we're going to have to manufacture here. And they say, no, you can't protect yourself. Everybody's got to be free to dump. So
well,
we don't want
well,
you
I mean,
to do
look
that.
Look at Obama. Look at Obama with the stimulus, $787 billion. And then they said, you know what? We've got to buy all the goods from China and other countries. They're not allowed to buy American under World Trade Organization agreements. Congress has given up its authority. Meanwhile, China, with its near-slave labor, that's a built-in tariff and with their low currency. So this is designed to deindustrialize us and feed the real economy into Wall Street.
And that was when Gordon Brown came and gave his address to the joint session of Congress, because that's what he did. The big thing was no protectionism means you can't defend yourself in any way from these things that I'm doing. The other thing is this global regulator. The idea is, they want to have a bubble economy. They want to have a casino economy. They want to have more derivatives. But they want it to be a heroin addict with no side effects, to be a drunk and never have a hangover. In other words, keep this paper-based, derivatives-based, hedge fund-based, casino, bloated, fictitious, cancerous system, but none of the defects. So we have to have global risk management.
And they're saying they're going to, Wall Street Journal reported, they're gutting the old IRS tax system and getting rid of the home mortgage exemption. So he lied when he said only people $125,000 or more. You know, that's a spin when he says $250,000. That's two people together in a household. So it's a lie. It's not just people making $125,000 a year or more. They've now analyzed it. It is basically a 30% tax increase on average on even the working class and the middle class to all feed all that money directly into the offshore banks. So this is the true looting.
I think you have to pose the question from the point of view of class consciousness. In other words, an awareness of what are the groups in society. That's all it means. Who should pay for this depression? This depression is going to cost several quadrillion dollars. Who should pay? Should the American people pay through the system that you just described? I would propose something else. I put out a statement to the group of 20, which goes like this. If you want to have an economic recovery, the first thing you have to do is take that 1.5 quadrillion, that is 1,500 trillion of derivatives, which are toxic with negative value, wipe them out, shred them, and delete them.
The Madoff money bomb.
Yeah, the AIG bomb. They created $3 trillion out of the 1,500
trillion. My point is they're a criminal
trillion.
Class of Madoffs.
Yeah, and they're creating – it's the problem of fictitious capital. In other words, you're creating things that are paper instruments outside of production against production.
But they love that. That's why they wage war with their phony environmentalism against production, because this is literally a group of charlatans or magicians that create Ponzi schemes and then have world armies and world laws and world regulators to back up their fraud as they wage war, and they admit they want a post-industrial society because any real industry or jobs competes with them and means the people are sovereign and aren't institutionalized, dependent on their world monopoly of currency and credit.
Right. So I say wipe them out. In other words, there's only one thing to do with derivatives, right? Shred them, delete them. You can use them for wallpaper. You can use them for wrapping fish. You can use them for birdcage liner. Lots of good things to do with derivatives. Now, somebody might say, how dare you? How dare you attack the validity of contracts and the sanctity of derivatives? Well, take Herbert Hoover, of all people, right? Herbert Hoover, the most hidebound, the most impotent when it came to dealing with the Depression. He recognized in 1931, he said, look, you know, there are these reparations payments and these war debts. There's this huge mass of debt sitting in the middle of the world system that's crushing production and employment. If we want to get out of this Depression, we better at least freeze all payments on those reparations. And he did. That's the famous Hoover moratorium of 1931 to 1932. It should have been made permanent, but the problem was that the conference that was held at Lausanne in Switzerland in 1932 to do something about this punted. They did not take any effective action, and by January 1933, Hitler seizes power, and you're on the skids towards World War II. So think about it, you people at the G20, and make sure your congressmen and senators know that you're thinking about this too. The only thing that that G20 needs to do in terms of getting clearing the decks for recovery, wipe out those derivatives. Don't find ways to manage them, make them better, neutralize them, sanitize them. No, wipe them out. It's like a black hole, right? 1.5 quadrillion of derivatives. Doesn't matter what you put into it, it's still a black hole. It's still going to eat the world. So the only thing to do is to get rid of it.
Well,
it's admitted
that the big central banks and brokerage houses have been taking a lot of the bailout money and leveraging it again with naked shorts and other derivatives because they can't help it. You know, they get all the money and bonuses when the Ponzi scheme still has value in people's eyes, and then they hand us the Ponzi scheme once it collapses. So usually a Ponzi scam artist runs off with the money. Instead, they're standing up there with NORTHCOM and the military saying, we're going to do this, and if you don't like it, we'll declare martial law like they told Congress on October 3rd if they didn't pass that.
Right. Now, one of the great inventors, really, of the modern derivative is this guy Scholes, right? He developed the Black-Scholes model of valuing derivatives. And he said recently, in the presence of Paul Volcker at a conference in New York City, he said, you know, the current existing mass of derivatives ought to be torn up, burned out, gotten rid of. I would agree with that. Senator Warner of Virginia in the Senate in hearings a couple of weeks ago asked Bernanke, don't you think there should be a bright line prohibition of credit default swaps? Now, those are derivatives. Let me just tell you.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First, we went after the Fed. Now, we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at restorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Fed. Federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.